Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. I just want to make a little contribution to the topic of how unity could help us, or help the church, to overcome all the attacks of Satan upon the Church of God in the world today. You see, in mathematics, we have what we call the set of numbers. In other words, when we find certain numbers obeying certain rules, it's the same set of rules, we group them together. For instance, every number that is divisible by 2, we call it the set of even numbers. Any figure, no matter how large, if it can be divided by 2, it belongs to the set of even numbers. If it cannot be divided by 2, we put it together in a set called the set of odd numbers. Now, spiritually, there is a set called the set of the Almighty. In the set of the Almighty, there are only 3 elements in that set. Element number 1 is God Himself, the Most High God, the Almighty, the God of all flesh, the one with whom all things are possible. This is number 1 in the set of the Almighty. Number 2 in the set of the Almighty is a man of faith. Mark 9 chapter 23. Mark 9:23. Jesus Christ said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All things. And in mathematics, when you say all, it means all, no exception. So if all things are possible to him that believes, it means the man who believes can do everything, including rescuing even a nation from the grip of Satan. After all, God said, I'm looking for just one man to stand in the gap before me, so that I won't destroy their nation. Now, the third people in that set of the Almighty are the people who are united. Genesis chapter 11, verse 6. Genesis 11, verse 6. The Bible recalls for us that when men began to build a tower that will reach heaven, the Almighty God looked down from heaven and said, these people are united. They have one language, they have one purpose. There is nothing they want to do that they won't be able to do. You know what God was saying? He said, I am the Almighty. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. I can do anything. However, these people, because they are united, as mighty as I am, I can't stop them from doing whatever they want to do. The implication is simple. If only the church can be united, nobody can hinder us from winning the world for the Lord. Because if God can stop us, how can the devil? So my prayer, therefore, is that the Almighty God will help us to be united. And you know what is standing in the way of unity of the church? It is simple. It is the question of, if the church were to be united, suppose, and we are talking of unity, I mean, not union. But assuming that we are even talking of something as small as union, suppose all the churches were to become one. Who will lead? That's the big question. In all the nations where I go, and I find disunity among the denominations, why can't you have an umbrella organization? The question had always been, who will be the leader? But if we study the scriptures, we find clearly that it's written in 1 Corinthians that God chooses the foolish, the weak, the one who is nothing, to be the leader. The moment you realize the qualifications of the one God will make the leader, you won't even want to be a leader. And the problem of leadership will be gone. If the problem of leadership is resolved, it becomes easy for the church to be united. So I pray that even as a result of this summit, as a result of the prayers you will pray at this summit, unity will come into the church. And we too will become members of the set of the Almighty. God bless you. That's just my little contribution to that aspect of the summit. God be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet in one moment to pray this prayer. I remember when our brother Bosso was talking in the morning, he mentioned that a whole lot of speakers is still going around that. Papa Deboye has said the same thing again. That God will give us the wisdom of leadership. The wisdom for leadership. The responsibility of leadership is so much that if we understand it, there won't be issues. We'll just do a support thing to who we understand. Even in our own local community, in our local church, sometimes it's very difficult to allow the responsibility of one man to run. Not the talk of when we come together. But we need it in time like this to be able to surmount the things. The Bible said, when they see them as one, then will they know. Let's lift our right hand and just say, Lord, give the Nigerian church the grace. Give the Nigerian church the understanding. The Bible said, the sons of Issachar, they were ahead because they had understanding of the time. That understanding, and let's also pray for a father who just spoke to us, because he's one of the fathers, that the fathers will be able to hear themselves, will be able to speak to themselves, so that the younger ones will not be confused. Let's pray that prayer. Just ask the Lord that we need this unity in the body of Christ in Nigeria. That's all we need. All we need is, even though we say a rat will be the president, he will be the president. Because politics is a game of number. We have it on our side. But we've not been able to maximize it. But let the power, let the grace of God, pray that prayer. Father, help us. Lord, help us in this country. Let's pray for God's servant too, Papa Deboye, especially in this season. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers. We say you have and take all the glory. In the name of Jesus. The praise and worship.